Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of teamwork. Teamwork is, in Al's opinion, as well as probably everybody else who's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited's opinion, teamwork is one of those essential tools that you must have in your arsenal. I mean, you have to be able to create, assemble teams, modify the teams as necessary. You need to motivate the teams. You need to make sure the teams are understanding your requirements and they are going forth to achieve the results that you're trying to achieve. Real estate investing is a team sport. It is by far a team sport. And here's why. There's two paths you can go by when it comes to real estate investing. You could go down one path, which is, hey man, I'm going to do everything on my own. I got all the skill sets. I know how to do accounting. I can do bookkeeping. I know how to do framing and drywall. I know how to do plumbing. I know how to repair roofs. Okay, and that's cool because we actually have members that know all that stuff. Yeah, they get to that point where they know all that stuff, but they don't go out there and do all that work themselves. No, what they do is they tend to act as the general contractor, bringing in the trades that they need based on the work that needs to be performed on a property. And it's no different once you get that property renovated and put back into service, because you still need to have your team available just in case anything goes wrong. Oh, and by the way, if you're into this real estate investing game, you want to keep going until you repurpose all of your capital. Yeah, because where your money's at right now, maybe it's not doing for you what it could be doing in real estate. Let me give you a little example. My buddy Bruce has been working on redeploying a ton of capital. Yeah. Now, Bruce, I've known for about a year, and we met outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. And as we got to know each other and started becoming friends, he started asking me, well, what is it you do? And I said, well, Bruce, it's pretty simple. I'm educated. I know what I'm doing. And I buy real estate. I renovate it. I put great people into those properties once it's all renovated, and then I operate it. It's really just a team sport. Now, Bruce, being the smart guy that Bruce is, because Bruce is actually a very smart dude, trust me, he's also an Air Force veteran. So he also understands the importance of a team. Here's the thing. The other path you can go down is the path where you build a team around you and you execute your investment strategy. And then you plug your team in as necessary to get everything done that needs to be accomplished. And that's what Bruce is doing right now. He has become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I think he joined maybe 4 or 5 months ago. He decided that he wants to invest in single family properties and also in multifamily properties. He actually has a kind of a dual prong approach. The single family approach is designed to get his wife to a place of retirement as fast as they can. See, they've got a goal of acquiring 5 additional properties. Now, when Bruce came to Lifestyles Unlimited, he actually had one rental property. And what Bruce has learned through the educational process is that that property does pretty good, but it's probably at a state in its life where it needs to be harvested. It either needs to be sold and all the equity taken out, repurposed somewhere else, or he does a cash out refinance on it to pull some of the equity out, because he can't get it all out on a cash out refi, but he can get some of it out and he can repurpose that. So what Bruce has been focusing on is getting those next five deals. Now, Bruce has already acquired one property in the greater Houston area. There's a place over there called Conroe that he really likes. He's done a lot of investigating. He's done a lot of research on that area. And he thinks that that's the right place for him when it comes to investing. And you know what? If it makes sense for him, that's exactly where he needs to be. Now, Bruce, he's not resting on his laurels. Now, I think that property closes like in a couple of days, and he's ready for that because he's got his team in Houston taking care of everything that needs to happen. But right now, he's on the hunt for a different property, and he's looking for one in the greater San Antonio area. But he also spotted another one in the greater Houston area. So he's actually looking at two different properties right now that he may put into his portfolio that makes sense for him financially. Do you understand what Bruce is doing right now? Bruce is the boss. Bruce is the boss. He is the guy who is analyzing deals and deciding whether these deals make sense for his investing strategy so that if they do, he will put his team to work. And by the way, his team is actually already working for him because part of his team are people that bring him the deals. People that Bruce has made relationships with that are in the business. Some of these people are wholesalers. Some of these people are real estate agents. They are in the day-to-day business of real estate. Now, wholesalers, they want to get a property under contract and they want to flip it to an investor. Why do we like that as investors? Well, because the wholesalers do a lot of work. Yeah, wholesaling is like a second job. It really is, because you're out there hustling, you're trying to find a lead, and then if you get a lead, you want to get that lead under contract. And then if you've got it under contract, you want to find a real estate investor to sell it to. So wholesalers actually have their own little version of their own team, and we as real estate investors are a part of that. Are you seeing the big picture? Here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about some of the most coolest, intense teams that exist in society, because I'm going to tell you about what they do and how they do it so that it will run off on you. Yeah, good stuff. Stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do you do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Phew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Now, I know you've heard it said that there is no I in team. And technically there isn't, because the team is spelled T-E-A-M. And the letter I doesn't fit in there. Now, smart people have shown me that if you actually block out all of the letters of team and you look at the A, the central part of the A and the lower part below the crossbar, that could be an I. I mean, at least people have argued that. But here's my take on it. If you're an individual, if you do everything by yourself, if you believe that nobody else can provide you any type of support or service or anything that you might need to accomplish whatever your goals are, you're going to have a hard time in life. You will have a very hard time in life, because our society, whether you like it or not, is based off of helping other people. Now, instead of fighting that, instead of just saying, I don't want to be that way, I don't want to help other people, I don't want to do that stuff, we have a different approach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, we think that everything that we do needs to help other people. And the more people that we help will actually be reflected upon us. Yeah, because helping other people provides something called goodwill. And goodwill goes a very, very long way. So don't think you need to do this real estate thing by yourself. As a matter of fact, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you all about the team concept. Now, some people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited, kind of like me and Bruce, you know, we come out of a military background. So whether we wanted to or not, when we joined the military, the first thing that they did was they taught us the importance of a team. As a matter of fact, you don't do anything in the military by yourself. You don't. If you find yourself in a situation where you're by yourself, it was either designed and people know exactly where you are, or everything has gone terribly, terribly wrong and you are now isolated. I think the best example that comes to my mind is Marcus Luttrell, a Navy SEAL that in Afghanistan was almost mortally wounded. This guy fought a intense battle with his fellow SEALs dying around him, and it culminated with him literally crawling 3 miles to where he found human beings who just happened to be Afghanis, and he was pretty torn up. But those Afghanis were on our side. They took him, they hit him, and they got him to safety. See, Marcus relied upon a team that he didn't even know was out there. A team of nationals that believed in what we were doing for their country, who felt the need to help a fellow human being who was suffering. Yeah. Teamwork, I'm telling you guys, teamwork is so very, very important to your success. I don't care what you do. I really don't. I don't care what you do. You need to have a team supporting you. Now, you could say things like, well, I'm an artist. I need just my mind and my expression, and I need a little nature, and then I can paint. Okay. Well, you also have a team that supports you in that effort. Because somebody is providing food for you, somebody's providing shelter for you, and you're thinking, oh, I do all that on my own. Oh, okay. Well, maybe somebody's providing you art supplies, somebody's providing you canvas, and there are people out there in the day-to-day work of life in America providing you materials so that you don't have to go scavenge for those things. And I think we kind of lose sight of that, don't we? I told you that I was going to tell you about some of the coolest teams that I've experienced in my military career. Now, I'm going to be upfront, and I'm going to tell you that my 27 years in the military, I never once was assigned to a very particular type of unit. We call them special operations. I was never assigned to a special operations unit. But in my 27 years in the Army, I have trained with special operators. I have been trained by special operators. I have trained special operators, and it's necessary. It's very important because everything that we do is team focused. Now, you might think, well, you know, those special operations guys, those are all cool. You just turn on, you know, the SEAL Team TV show and you see David Boreanaz, you know, he's in there. He's pissing off the officers and he's just doing everything and he's the best of the best. Yeah, he is. And that's a TV show. It's a TV show. Yeah, they make them look as cool as they can. But I will tell you this, the majority of special operations times type of missions, unless you're actually on the mission, you know, you're spending a lot of time preparing, getting ready. I will tell you this, funniest special operator story that comes to my mind right now, and I'm just going to share it with you. So I'm up in northern Afghanistan, a place called Mazar-e-Sharif, and there's a multinational joint base up there, and I think there were like 40 countries that had a presence on that base, so it was definitely a multinational culture. Anyhow, I had gone up there with my team, because I actually had a team with me that were assisting me, because one of my subordinate units was up there, and I was checking on them to make sure they had everything they needed. I wanted to see the lay of the land, and to be honest with you, I had a high-speed captain up there, but he was getting some pushback from a major. All right, well, I just happened to be a lieutenant colonel, so you know what? I'm going to go find out what's going on, because that captain is on my team. That major is creating problems for my teammate, and therefore I outranked the guy causing problems. So what am I going to do? That was part of the reason for going up there. But here's the funniest thing that I saw. So after being there and I had a conversation with the major, and I just very, very nicely said, look, dude, I understand your lane, but you cannot get into my lane. That captain works for me. I work for that colonel works for that 2-star, and that 2-star works for that 4-star. So unless your food chain is better than mine, and it's not, because we all work for the same people, stay in your lane, buddy. Stay in your lane. And you know what? He realized he was wrong. And he was cool with it. All right. So the funniest thing that I saw, we're getting ready to fly out of Mazar-e-Sharif, and we're at the airhead, and we're waiting on our plane to come in. And there's just this pile of gear, just this pile of gear just piled up. I mean, it's like, you know, everything but weapons, everything that you would take out into the mountains, it's all piled up here. Okay, I'm out of time. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about the little dinky 50cc motorcycle that was in the pile. Oh man, this is amazing. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power or where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about teams. We're talking about building a team. And the best way I can explain to you what a solid, competent team looks like is to jump back into my past, into my military past, because that's what we do in the military. Now, believe it or not, teams are formed in every type of unit in the military. It doesn't matter if you're Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, Space Force, Coast Guard. It does not matter. You are taught teamwork from the day you get off the bus, and you practice teamwork until you separate from the military. That's how it rolls. That's exactly how it rolls. You have to rely on other people at all times, and other people have to rely on you. Now, when we get into that special operations command environment, really, it's the same teamwork. It's the same teamwork. the teamwork stuff doesn't change. It doesn't all of a sudden intensify because you're a special operator. But what I've noticed is that all of the special operators, they have a motto or a creed that they follow. And those creeds, they talk about teams. In the motto, in the creed that these special operations warriors embrace, teams are a relevant component. That's how important they are. Check this out. Navy SEALs. Okay, everybody thinks the Navy SEALs are cool, and you know what? They are pretty cool. I actually know a couple of Navy SEALs, and you know what? They're actually just real down-to-earth people. They are. I mean, they're not like you see on TV. As a matter of fact, some of the Navy SEALs that I know, you would meet them, and you would think, wow, this person is, they're not terribly remarkable. Yeah, that's my point. They look like you and me. They just have done something you and I have not done. They've achieved a certain level of excellence in what they do. But they're people that put their pants on one leg at a time. So let me get into this Navy creed, Navy SEAL creed, I should say. It's not the Navy's creed. It's the Navy SEAL's creed. And I'll tell you, I'm just going to take, they've got a fairly long creed. I'm just going to go right to the part that I think talks the best about building a team. It says, brave men have fought and died, building the proud tradition and feared reputation that I am bound to uphold. In the worst of conditions, the legacy of my teammates steadies my resolve and silently guides me in every deed. I will not fail. Did you hear it? The Navy SEALs understand that they're not individuals. They operate as part of a team. And that team, well, it's well honed. It is well honed. Those guys are very good at what they do. And it's a team effort. Now, of course, the Army's got a bunch of special operators, too. And, you know, some of them are called Green Berets. Some of them are called Army Rangers. Some of them are. Well, there's actually a lot of them. So I'm going to pick the ones that you're familiar with. And we're going to talk a little bit about this team concept. So Army Special Forces. Okay, these are the Green Berets. These guys, sometimes Green Berets can go into something alone. Sometimes they can. But they're usually as a part of a team. Yeah, it just depends on the mission. It depends on the threat levels. It depends on a lot of things. But check this out. I am an American Special Forces soldier. I will do all that my nation requires of me. I am a volunteer, knowing well the hazards of my profession. And you're starting to say, okay, so where's the teamwork in that, Al? Well, think about it. I am an American Special Forces soldier. See, that statement right there says that these people absolutely understand what a team is, because you cannot be, first of all, you cannot be a soldier as an individual. Second of all, you can't be a Special Forces soldier as an individual. Now, you have to be able to operate as part of the team. It is very, very important. Now, there's a bunch of aviators out there that I've kind of hung out with from time to time. And you know what? They don't look necessarily like, you know, Hollywood picked them for the casting of whatever they were going to film now. I mean, they're just regular people. But they do a very dangerous mission. And we call these guys the Night Stalkers. Now, the Night Stalkers are part of Army Aviation Special Operations. It's an aviation regiment. And basically, what they do is they provide air mobile insert and extraction, as well as some other services that I will not get into, on behalf of the teams that we put into harm's way. Yeah. So, what do these guys have to say? Well, they say, service in the 160th is a calling only a few will answer, for the mission is constantly demanding and hard. And when the impossible has been accomplished, the only reward is another mission that no one else will try. As a member of the Night Stalkers, there it is right there. I just said it. That was the teamwork phrase right there. As a member of the Night Stalkers, I am a tested volunteer seeking only to safeguard the honor and prestige of my country by serving the elite special operations soldiers of the United States. Yeah, don't get soldiers confused with a particular branch. When it comes to going into harm's way, I don't care what branch you are. I don't care if we call you a soldier, an airman, a marine, a sailor. I don't care what we call you. You are part of the team. Now, there's a bunch of Army dudes out there. I know a lot of these guys, too, because I've actually been trained by these guys. I've actually trained some of these guys. I've actually had some of these guys on my team. And I'm talking about the Army Rangers. Yeah, the guys that lead the way. Well, the Army Rangers, those guys do some pretty cool stuff. Now, let me just tell you. What's the difference between like a SEAL team and an Army Ranger team? Okay, SEAL teams tend to be smaller, highly effective. I'm not going to give away the secrets. I can't give away the secrets. So basically, you take a small package of people and you put them into a mission. I mean, they're great for extracting people. They're great for a lot of things, trust me. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, I think the SEALs do way more on land than they even do on water. The Rangers, on the other hand, the Rangers are a bigger element. Yeah, it can break down into small teams just like the SEALs do. But it's designed to be a bigger element with more resources, more people out there fighting the war front. Now, Rangers are specialized in all kinds of stuff. They get additional training over and above what normal soldiers get because of the focus of the mission. But I will tell you this. The Rangers, they talk about team all the time because that team is specialized. They're what we call light infantry, meaning they don't have a bunch of vehicles that get in the way. We can drop them out of planes anywhere. They've been doing some incredible work that you never hear about on TV. And Rangers do lead the way. And when they lead the way, you probably ought to follow them because you're part of the team. We come back, I'm going to talk to you about the PJs. And I'm not talking about the ones you go to bed at night wearing. I'm talking about the real PJs. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about teams today, and I'm just kind of going back into my past and pulling stuff out of my past that helps me to reinforce the point I'm making. And the point I'm making is this. You need to develop a team to assist you with your real estate investing career. Yeah. I mean, that is part of the secret to success, although there really are no secrets out there. And clearly, that's not a secret if I just told it to you, right? Yeah. Time management is one of those things that can really become a problem for you. Especially if most of your time is dedicated to working for your employer. Now, I will tell you this. At a certain point, you're going to have to make a decision regarding which path you're going to follow. You're either going to keep doing what you've been doing for all of these years and hope that you get to a result that will provide you income streams in the future, whether that's saving up a big pile of cash and living off of it and watching it deplete, or it's buying assets that will provide income streams for you so that you never have to worry about building up a big pile of cash. And when you do build up a big pile of cash, you take that pile of cash and you go buy more assets that are providing income streams for you. That's the way it works. That is completely the way it works. Now, if you've got a lot on your plate, I get it. I've been there. I've done that. You're going to need to take a little time to educate yourself. Yeah, you can't get into this real estate business willy-nilly. You need to identify a solid educational source like Lifestyles Unlimited. Take advantage of the education, learn everything, get yourself a mentor. The mentor is there because the mentor has done the things that you're trying to do, and they can tell you things that are going to keep you out of trouble. Yeah. And they'll have an understanding of what your financial goals are. So when you decide that you want to buy one type of property and it doesn't seem to be doing for you what you laid out in your plan, the mentor is going to go, why are you buying that? What does that do for you? And that gives you an opportunity to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, solutions off of. You know, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's really a good thing. Now, you also have to have vendors. You have to have people that are going to do the work. Now, some of you think, well, that's cool, man. I got time. I can do all the work myself. Okay, I get that. But here's the thing. When you start working in your business, you will continue to keep working in your business. What we would like to see you do is to work on your business. Yeah, bring in quality people to do the work that needs to be done. Don't be cheap, but don't overpay in the same breath. I mean, think about it. Let's say you've got a goal. You want to take down six houses. Well, okay, let's go back to Bruce, because Bruce has a goal. He's got four more houses he's got to do. So right now, he's actually looking at a property in San Antonio. He's also looking at a property over in the greater Houston area, and he's trying to decide whether or not he's going to take both of them down. And he totally can. First of all, he's got the resources to do it. Second of all, he's analyzed all the deals. Didn't take him a lot of time. He bounced the plan off of his mentor, who said, looks good to me, man. Those will work for what you're trying to achieve. And now he's going forward. And he's working with the real estate agents that are part of his team that brought him the deal. And he's working with the general contractors that he has a relationship with who will manage all of the renovations of the property. That's exactly what Bruce wants. Bruce is not going to spend a bunch of time on these properties. So I don't know if he's going to take both of them down or not, because he's still waiting for his GCs to come back and either blow his numbers out of the water because everything is worse than they thought, or come back and say, hey, man, this is going to work. And then Bruce will make that call. That's how it works. It works with you having a relationship with somebody else that's trying to make a living for themselves. And it works very, very well. Now, I happen to know Bruce has a full-time job. I'm not going to tell you what he does because it doesn't matter. But that full-time job requires him to be in certain places at certain times, and he just doesn't have the flexibility and freedom to you know, go to properties and stuff or do work on properties. But that's not a problem. He's built a team around him that are going to take care of all the heavy lifting. See, that is called orchestrating a deal. Imagine a big orchestra of people that are musicians that are playing all kinds of different instruments. And you're the person standing up in the front, facing all of them, orchestrating the symphony. it's not that hard. Trust me. And what we do in real estate is not nearly as hard as trying to conduct a symphony. That takes a lot of skill and a lot of expertise. I'm just using that as a point. So, hey, let's get back to some of these special operators out there, because there's more people I need to tell you about in the military community. Now, I've worked with these guys too, Air Force Pararescue and Combat Control Technicians. Yeah, these guys, I'll tell you what, the pararescue guys, they go into harm's way specifically to pull us out when we get into a bad place. Yeah, they can do it in sea, they can do it over land, it doesn't matter. These guys are multifunctional and they are very, very capable. You want to know what their creed is? All right, check out this is the pararescue men's creed. It's my duty as a pararescue man to save life and to aid the injured. Boom, right there. That's the mission statement, to help other people. I will be prepared at all times to perform my assigned duties quickly and efficiently, placing these duties before personal desires and comforts. These things I do that others may live. There's a guy I definitely want on my team, or a gal. So what about those combat control technicians? Okay, so these are people that go out into like nowhere. Yeah, nowhere. And what they start doing is communicating certain pieces of information to the Air Force so that air operations can occur. Now, it's a tough job. It is a very tough job. You are actually the tip of the spear when it comes to the Air Force. You might see another special operator kind of hanging out there with a slightly different uniform than yours, but you may not. And I will tell you this, everything that they do is team oriented, because I don't have their actual creed in front of me, but I know their creed. It's first there. First there. So you can infer from that, as a part of the team, they are the first ones there so that the rest of the team can follow on. Does that make sense? Yeah, these guys and gals are very vital. Now, let's talk about the Marine Corps. Another group of Marines that I have actually trained with. The MARSOCs. Yeah, the MARSOC Raiders. Yeah, these guys and gals are pretty tough. Very tough. Let me just tell you what their Raider creed is. The Raider will be my goal. I will never quit. I will never surrender. I will never fail. I will adapt to the situation. I will gain and maintain the initiative. I will always go a little farther. Now, here it is. You ready for it? And carry more than my share. That right there, the teamwork is just built into their creed. It's the concept where I'm going to do my part and I'm going to do a little bit more so that maybe I take a little burden off of you, because we're teammates. Teammates. Now, there's a group of the Navy that probably you've never heard of. We call them the Brownwater Navy. And these are the guys that run all the special boat units. I mean, in Vietnam, these guys were everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And let me just read you their creed, because I'm running out of time. In our nation's time of need, an elite brotherhood of sailors. Brotherhood. You hear that? Brotherhood. We could say sisterhood, too, if that makes you feel better. I don't care about the genderification. I just care about the fact that the concept is uniting sailors. So an elite brotherhood of sailors stands ready off distant shores and on shallow rivers, defending freedom. They serve with honor and distinction. I am proud to be one of these sailors. Yeah. Absolutely cool stuff. So the military gets it. Teamwork. You probably get it too. You probably do teamwork where you work. The team that I want you to start building is the team that will help you achieve your goals, your desires, and where you're trying to get to. If you're not quite sure how to build that team, come check us out. Check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited, because we will show you everything that you need to be absolutely successful. And the easiest way to find out what we do is to go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.